When you think about God, it's easy to imagine that the people he'd be interested in are the successful ones, the powerful ones, the beautiful ones. And when you think that way, truth is that you end up feeling, well, pretty inadequate. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today, we're going to take a look at how God sees you from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called God's Kindness Towards You. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you actually experience the grace and mercy of God firsthand so that you can become all that He made you to be. I guess we all go through times in our lives when we just feel that we don't measure up. We look at the people around us and somehow they just seem smarter and brighter and quicker and better than us. These other people seem to be succeeding, and inside we feel as though we're just not cutting the mustard, we're not measuring up. You know, even people who on the outside appear confident and successful experience that sense of, well, maybe I don't measure up. Sometimes the more people seem to strive and perform and deliver, the more inadequate they feel on the inside. Certainly my story for the first 36 years of my life. And so when it comes to God, whoa, how could we ever measure up? How could we ever be good enough? And that sense of inadequacy, that deep knowledge that the way I was living my life meant I definitely don't measure up, is what kept me from Him for such a long time. This week on the program, we've been looking at the hidden things of God. It seems, you know, that He hides Himself from the world, and then He chooses to reveal Himself to us. On Monday, we saw that people just didn't get Jesus at all. He preached these amazing sermons. He did the most amazing miracles. He stood up for the poor and the lost, and yet they completely misunderstood Him. And instead of getting all frustrated and fed up with him, as you and I probably would have, he gave thanks to God. He prayed, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure." See what he's saying here? Dad, you know all those beautiful people? You know all those clever people who think they've got life all figured out? You know all those people full of their own self-importance? I am so glad you didn't reveal yourself to them. See, they're exactly the people that you and I would expect God to go for, because we look at them and we think, wow, they're successful. They've got it together. They're doing it well. They're confident. God would definitely want them. Sometimes I'll hear a preacher speaking as though he has it all together, and I want to shout, no. None of us have it all together. I don't. I'm on a journey just like you. It's a journey of discovery. I'm working out my salvation in fear and trembling and growing and developing and getting it wrong some days too, you know. Do me a favor. If I ever on this program give you the impression that I have it all together, could you please write to me and kick me in the head? And then in the same breath, Jesus says, Dad, I want to thank you for revealing yourself to the people who are faithful like little children. The kingdom of heaven is hidden, and God chooses to reveal himself to us. So tell me, who is the kingdom of heaven for? Who can enter it? Who is it? Well, Jesus told us very clearly in that wonderful sermon that we know as the Sermon on the Mount. You can read about it in Matthew chapter 5 if you have a Bible. It's the sermon where he said, blessed are the this and blessed are the that. And blessed, it's that one, right? And there are two groups of people to whom he said, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. And let me tell you, it didn't include the beautiful people. It didn't include the people who seemed like they had it all together. Have a listen to the two groups. Firstly, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then he says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, let's deal with the poor in spirit ones first. Who are the poor in spirit? Well, they're the ones who realize that they fall short of God's glory. They're the ones who realize that they'll never, ever, ever measure up to God. And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. And the second group, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. In other words, those who get a hard time for doing the right thing, for believing in Jesus, for just quietly getting on with a good life. Well, the world doesn't much like those sorts of people. And when other people come against us, when we're just doing the right thing, we're just quietly believing in God, we're just quietly getting on with it, it is so incredibly disheartening. Have you ever had that happen to you? You do something and you sacrifice something of yourself and you say, God, you know, this is so hard, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then people misunderstand you and they come against you and they give you a hard time and they talk behind your back. And wow, that hurts so much. It's bad enough when they talk behind your back because of something you've done wrong. But when they undermine you because of righteousness, because of the things that you're doing right, that hurts so much. We feel so terribly inadequate. And Jesus said, if that's you, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. I love this. Because Jesus turns everything that the world tells us on its head. We expect him to reward who? The power brokers. And he ignores them and comes after the little people and whispers in our hearts, see, the kingdom of heaven isn't for them. It's not for the people who are all puffed up and proud and full of themselves. I have hidden myself from them. But you who don't see yourself as anything special, you who just quietly have believed in me in your heart, you who just kind of get on doing with good the best way you can, the kingdom of heaven, which is hidden from all those so-called beautiful people, it belongs to you. In fact, in James chapter 4 and verse 6, it says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Isn't that beautiful? God opposes the proud. All those people who set themselves up as the experts, all those people who are puffed up and proud and full of themselves, God opposes them. But he gives grace to the little people who humbly come to him and say, Father, I know I'm not good enough. I'm just going to believe in Jesus. I can't tell you how many little people I've met who think that God can't possibly ever be for them. But in fact, it's those who are poor in spirit, those who acknowledge their own failure, and those who just get on and live the best life they can. It's those people who own the kingdom of heaven. Just let that sink in. Just let it soak into your heart, because it's so counterintuitive. It's so not the way this world functions. There's a name for this. It's called grace. The unmerited favor of God. We simply put our faith in Jesus and humbly bow down our lives and say, Lord, I'm not good enough to come in. Well, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. It's that simple. With all the bad stuff that seems to happen to us in life, sometimes remembering God's kindness, let alone living in the security of his real, practical love for us, well, it's not always easy, is it? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called God's Kindness Towards You, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually experience the grace and mercy of God firsthand so that you can become all that he made you to be. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.